The Stations of the Cross are a part of the devotional experience that commemorates the Passion of Christ. Traditionally, these are 14 stations or scenes in the final hours of Jesus' earthly life. It is a kind of pilgrimage of prayer when one meditates on each of these 14 parts of the Passion. Praying through the Stations of the Cross can be practiced at any time, but traditionally, it is done during the season of Lent, most often on Friday and Good Friday.
I think the stations are meaningful because they invite a person to go deep within and to acknowledge the pain and the suffering that Jesus went through, and perhaps in their own way give them the strength to face the difficulties, the sufferings that they are going through at the time. And also, I think, to recognize that there is a call deep within us to reach out to all those who are suffering.
The stations start on the left. First station, Jesus is condemned to death, and move around the church towards the back and then back up to the front on the right, ending with Jesus being taken down from the cross. Stations in our cathedral church were found stored in the basement when the church was restored in the 1990s. They may not have great value from an artistic standpoint, but they do have great historical value. They were thought to be the original Stations of the Cross that were in the church when it was dedicated in 1852.
Parishioner Michelle Shogren.
They were found and renovated to their present condition as well as they could be. My particular favorite, and one which I point out to everyone, is Station 12. It is the crucifixion. In most crucifixions, Jesus is in the forefront. He is the center of attention. Instead, if you look at Station 12, Jesus is a very, very small figure, way in the background. And the forefront are the two Marys. And I think that is rather unique. I wonder about 1852, how come they put the women up front in a picture that usually has Jesus up front. Very unique, I really believe.